ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. பகவத்கீதா ஆஸ் இட் இஸ் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 6, தியான யோகம், டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 41. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாயம். பிராப்ய புண்ணா கிருதான் லோகான் உசித்வா சாஸ்வதீஷமஹம் சுச்சீனாம் ஸ்ரீமதாம் கேஹே யோகபிருஷ்டோ பிஜாயதே. பிராப்ய புண்ணியாக்ருதம் லோகான் உசித்வா சாஸ்வதி சமஹம் சுச்சீனாம் ஸ்ரீமதாம் கேஹே யோகபிருஷ்டோ பிஜாயதே. டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன் அண்ட் பர்போர்ட் பை இஸ் டிவைன் கிரேஸ் ஏசி பக்திவேதாந்த சுவாமி ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத், தி ஃபவுண்டர் ஆச்சார்ய ஆஃப் இன்டர்நேஷனல் சொசைட்டி ஃபார் கிருஷ்ண கான்சியஸ்னஸ், ஜெய் ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத். The unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, is born into a family of righteous people or into a family of a rich aristocracy. Om Ajnanadimirandasya Jnananjanasalakayam Sakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham. நமோ விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த ஸ்வாமின் நிதி நாமினம். நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவை கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணிம் நிர்விசேஷ சுன்யவாதி பாஷாததீஷ தாரிணிம். நமோ மகாவதன்யாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேம பிரதாயதே கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண சைதன்யா நாம்னே கௌரத்விஷே நமஹம். ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்தோ தீனபந்தோ ஜகத்பதே கோபேச கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமோஸ்துதிம். தப்த காஞ்சன கௌராங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரிம் ரிஷபான்னு சுதே தேவே பிரணமாமி ஹரி பிரியம். ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. நவ் வி ஆர் நவ் சாப்டர் 6, தியான யோகா அண்ட் டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 41. அர்ஜுனா இ ஆஸ்க் அபவுட் தி பொசிஷன் ஆஃப் தி அன்சக்சஸ்ஃபுல் யோகி. கிருஷ்ணா இன் ப்ரிவியஸ் ஸ்லோகா ஹி எக்ஸ்பிளைன் தட் the person who is engaged in species activities, for him no loss in this world as well as in spiritual world. After that further Krishna said, one who does good activities, for him no bad will come. So that's what Krishna explained in previous shloka, and in this shloka very nicely explained what will happen to the unsuccessful yogi. Many times people will ask why some people born in a rich family, why some people are born in poor family, what is the reason? So this way they ask the question. If you go and ask this question to the atheistic class of people, they will not be having any answer. If you go and ask them, okay, you are not believing the God, so why there is a discrimination? There is no God. So why some people are enjoying with wealth and why some people are suffering? Why some are rich, why some are poor? If you go and ask this question to these atheistic people, they will not be having any answer, or they may say it is all nature. They will say something like that. So, but there is a reason is there. If you see, there are some people, some child born in a rich family, in a royal family. As soon as the child is born, the child will have the facilities of the car will be there, bungalow will be there, all the facilities, like many servants, many maids will be there, swimming pool will be there, like a royal friends, and everything a royal and first class, all the sofa, cushion, bed, everything will be first class as soon as the child is born, and the child get the opportunity to enjoy like this way. On the other side, so there are some children born to their poor family. That poor family, they will not be having events. Sometimes you will find that they will not be having any proper house, or they will not be any car, and no proper food, not much friends or relatives. They will be very, very poor. So what is the reason? Who is the reason behind this? Because some are born in rich, some are born in poor. So if you see, Krishna nicely explained in this shloka. So one may ask why God is discriminating. One may ask the question, why God is discriminating and creating some one people as a rich, one people as a poor? No, God is not discriminating. He is a samoham sarva bhuteshu. He is equal to all. Whether one may be a atheistic class of people, or one may be a devotee, or one may be a normal people, for him, samoham sarva bhuteshu. He will not discriminate anybody. And one may ask the question, so does that mean that he is taking some money? Like now politicians or some people, the government officer, they take money and they will sign. Does the God is also taking the money from the people and creating some people as a poor, some people are rich? No, not like that way. So then one may ask the question, so then what basis the God is creating as a one man as a rich or one man as a poor? So this is based on karma. Based on the karma, based on the activities which we perform, whether good activities we are performing or bad activities we are performing. It is not something whimsical. It's not, God is not something creating a whimsical based on his own idea or based on something like that. It's based on the karma, based on the activities of the living entities, Krishna, the Supreme Krishna, the Godhead, and he is creating. So the God's creation is very, very perfect and very amazing, and nobody can cheat God's law. We can cheat the government law, and we cannot cheat the God's law. It's working so perfectly. So answer to this question, why some people are born in a rich, why some people are born in a poor, answer is given in Bhagavad Gita 6.41. Srila Prabhupada very nicely mentioned that yogi, Krishna is going to talk about the fall down of the yogis in the various stages. In this shloka, Krishna is talking about the person who is a beginner. If somebody is practicing the yoga system, he is very new to the yoga system, he is a new devotee, or he is even if he is performing the pious activities, he is actually a beginner. For the beginners, what will happen? He goes to the higher planet. If somebody is practicing the yoga system, in the beginning of his life, in the beginning of his yoga system itself, if he fall down, then what will happen? He will go to the higher planet. He will go to the higher planet, then his life will be with a pious living entities. He will live for very, very long time with Allah. He will live along with the pious people, and then he enjoy like anything. He will enjoy the life. If you see in a higher planet system like a Swargaloka and etc., the facilities will be much more. Facilities will be the thousands times more than what we are enjoying in this earthly planet. So much of facilities is there, and all the people are very, very pious. This living entity can enjoy very long period. So that's why Krishna says here, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planet of the pious living entity, then after living there, after enjoying there, then what will happen? He will come to the earthly planet. It is like taking a visa and going to some places. Like from India, we take some visa and go to some foreign countries. We live there. After the visa is finished, then we will come back to this, come back to India. So similarly, when we go to the higher planet, when we live for a long life and when we enjoy the life, after that, once this is finished, then we will come back to the earthly planet. Krishna, that's what Krishna says here. He will come back to the earthly planet, then where he will take birth. He will take a birth in a family of righteous as Brahmana. He will take in a very good Brahmana family, or he will take a birth in aristocratic family. Very, very rich family. So that is the advantage of taking devotional service and taking the advantage of taking the yoga process. So that is the reason many people are become very, very rich. Some people, for example, in our previous life, if you are not at all done any pious activities, if somebody is asking you the water, sir, I'm very, very hungry, you please give me a water, we will say no. Some people, if you see, they will not give even water to other people. their hand, they will not be serve any food to Annadan. They have not done any Annadan, or they may not perform any devotional service, or they have not done any pious activities. If they are not done any pious activities, then what will happen? His birth will be in a poor family according to his own karma. How he activities are based on the activities, then his birth will be decided accordingly. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purpose of yoga is to achieve the perfection in Krishna bhakti. It is a culminate everything in Krishna bhakti only, whatever we perform the yoga system. So since here yoga, he is actually taking up the devotional service on the to satisfy the supreme personality of Godhead, and he unfortunately falls down in between. The Lord gives the blessings, the supreme personality of Godhead, he gives the blessings. So for those who fail, he is giving them blessings. Even if we see the Srila Prahlada Maharaj, he went to do tapasya. He was doing a meditation for the to achieve. Actually, while he is going, he was thinking that he want to the bigger kingdom than Brahmadev, more bigger than the Brahmadev, he should have the kingdom. So this is the purpose he went to do the yoga system. When we did yoga, Supreme Lord himself, he came. As soon as Supreme Lord came, he said, I don't want anything. He said, Turamara said, oh my Lord, I don't need anything. Since he actually saw the Supreme Lord, and he became extremely very blissful, and he became happy, and he said, I don't want anything. But still, the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, is very merciful. He said, Dhruva, since you had the desire while you are coming to this forest to do the yoga system, is to achieve the more, bigger than the kingdom of the Brahmadev. So just to fulfill his desire, he said he gave the Dhruva planet, which is a spiritual world, and it is above this material world. He's there, and Dhruva planet, it will never be destroyed. Dhruva planet will be very very long duration of life. So in this way, the supreme personality of Godhead, he gives the material facilities also. He gives the material facilities also according to the bhakti, or according to the yoga system which we are taking up. So that's why Krishna here, to enjoy the material opulence, and he is giving all the facilities if somebody failed in the yoga system. So what will happen then? Why he is giving all the facilities like aristocratic family? Then that situation will be very suitable to continue his yoga system. So it will be, it is a very favorable situation to take the further in his devotional service. So that is the greatness of the supreme personality of Godhead. So that's why it is Krishna also mentioned previously, Solpam abhyas dharmasya drayato mahato bhayat. When we take up the devotional service, even if we say one time Hare Krishna, then that result will be there eternally. They will get an enormous amount. Some people, if you see, overnight they become crorepati or rich people. How come they become very rich over the night? Because the good fortune, it is there. It is given by the supreme personality of Godhead according to his own. He has done a lot of pious activities in his previous life. The Supreme Lord, he gives the blessing. So that is the reason the Supreme Lord also, he gives the blessing. So that is a very very important that we should take up the devotional service. Specifically in this age of Kali, we should take a devotional service by chanting the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we take up the devotional service, then the result we will get, so much of result we will get it. That result will be never destroyed by anybody. It will be always with us. So as a conclusion for this shloka is that, as a if some unsuccessful yogi in the beginning stage itself, if he is a fall down, then he will go to the higher planet and enjoy the life like anything. Then after that, what will happen? After enjoying with a higher planetary system, along with a pious people, then he enjoy the life. Then he will come back to this earthly planet and take a birth in a righteous family, the Brahmana family, or an aristocratic family. After that, after taking the birth in a very perfect Brahmana family or aristocratic family, this a yogi, he will continue further for the perfection in Krishna Bhakti. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.